gift of teaching, but I was no longer young, and methods had changed since my school days. What I was able to teach, nobody wished to know. I could think of only one thing to do, take boarders. But the same objection to that business as to teaching held good in Rockton. Nobody wished to board. My husband had rented a house with a number of bedrooms, and I advertised, but nobody applied. Finally, my cash was running very low, and I became desperate. I packed up my furniture, rented a large house in this town, and moved here. It was a venture attended with many risks. In the first place, the rent was exorbitant. In the next, I was entirely unknown. However, I am a person of considerable ingenuity, and have inventive power and much enterprise when the occasion presses. I advertised in a very original manner, although that actually took my last penny, that is, the last penny of my ready money, and I was forced to draw on my principal to purchase my first supplies, a thing which I had resolved never on any account to do. But the great risk met with a reward, for I had several applicants within 2 days after my advertisement appeared in the paper. Within 2 weeks, my boarding house was well established. I became